This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith. You can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that C-H-R-C-H online. We say all that's missing is you. This morning, and we've been studying on Sundays prayer, the prayers in Scripture. And I've been saying for a couple of weeks now that it's the heart of the prayer more than the words of the prayer. But going along with that, I've been looking at different prayers in the Scripture. And one of my favorites, and I'm going to read this today, comes from the book of Acts. And you have got to know the early church in the book of Acts were a praying people. I mean, Acts starts out, Acts 2:42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And that word, to be devoted to themselves, means they continued steadfastly. And I love the way it says it in the Strong's, to give unremitting care to a thing. That's what that word means. And I love that. So this is not a group of people that just simply, you know, we gather together and maybe we ask for a few needs here and there. We pray before our meals. There's something going on that's deeper in their prayer life. They just devoted themselves to it. They were all about it all the time. And I've been thinking about that. The prayers that you hear and the heart, again, the heart of the prayer just sounds so much different. And the result is their prayers were answered by God differently. For example, this is in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, a couple of chapters later. It says, when they had prayed, talking about this group of the early church, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now, that's the kind of prayer service, that's the kind of church service that I want to be in on. The kind that is shaken, the whole place. And by the way, that word too, I had to look that one up. It's not just simply a little bit of dishes rattling. The word there is stronger. It's like waves of movement. This is, you know, the full-on earthquake kind of thing. They're praying and suddenly this waves of movement hit the house. Can you imagine that moment? I'm sure at first, you know, you have to know in the Holy Land, it's not uncommon for earthquakes to happen. There are places quite a bit of seismic activity. So that's not unusual, but it's the timing, and they recognize that this is the movement of the Holy Spirit. Again, I know how the Scripture works. I know how God does things, and then he never does it quite the same way again. But man, I would really love to be in a place that we are praying. We have that boldness. We have that devotion to prayer so strongly that the place is moved. I would love to experience that. But then you have to back up and you say, well, wait a minute now. What were they praying about? What were they praying for? Well, this comes on the heels in Acts chapter 4. Peter and John are arrested and then, you know, put on trial by the religious authorities. And the idea here is that, you know, you've got to stop speaking about Jesus. And their response is, we can't stop speaking this thing. We can't not talk about Jesus. So they had them beaten and they sent them off. And then the first thing that John and Peter do is go to the church, of course. And this section in Acts chapter 4 is the prayer. And it starts out sort of, thank you, Lord, for putting us through this, which is a very strange way to pray. But then I want to back up just a couple of verses. Acts chapter 4, 29 and 30. Before the house was shaken, this is the subject of their prayer. It says, now, Lord, look on their threats and grant your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. You get the subject of their prayer. They're thanking God for what Peter and John went through, which sounds crazy to us, thanking the Lord for the persecution and thanking God for what they were put through. But then I love this. Their prayer is, we can speak your word with all boldness. That is the subject of the prayer. Thank you for what we're going through. Don't let us stop. And then, oh, by the way, the other part of it is you don't stop either, Lord. Stretch out your hand, heal, do signs, wonders in the name of your holy servant Jesus. It's like, Lord, just keep doing what you're doing and give us the boldness to keep speaking about you. That sounds like a very different kind of prayer than maybe some of the prayers that we pray in our churches, isn't it? It's just the mindset is different. And of course, the response, yes, the place was shaken, but I don't know if you caught the last line. It says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So in other words, God answered their prayer. God answered their prayer with the movement of the earth, but God answered their prayer with the boldness to speak his word. Now, again, I would just love to be in that kind of place where we are just so dedicated to the Lord, so devoted to prayer, that the earth is moved. I would love that. But more than that, I would love to be in a community of faith where that is the way we think and that is the way we pray. Lord, you just keep doing what you're doing and give us the boldness to keep speaking about you. That's really, I think about that, and I read that over this morning, just thinking in my mind, that's what we need more than anything in this world today. When we recognize persecution that has happened, persecution that continues to happen, and as near as I could tell from reading the scripture, the persecution is going to continue. It's not going to end, but we need to thank the Lord for seeing us through it. Thank the Lord for continuing to do what he's doing, because he's still moving. He's still doing the signs and wonders. He's still doing things that we can't even perceive sometimes. But we just need to pray that one prayer. Give us that boldness, Lord. Give us the boldness that we need to speak the word of God, to speak the holy name of Jesus. That's what we need more than anything else. And maybe if we devoted ourselves to it, if we continued steadfastly in it, as it says in your word, maybe we would see, maybe not an earthquake, but definitely waves of movement. If we just dedicated ourselves to that.